All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
opportunity to thank the Lord for this opportunity to share Let's Talk Jesus. Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we have a mixed panel of opinions. We'll share Jesus in any and every way we can, that our testimony is to go for you and to go for me and make disciples through our lives. No matter how sinful you are, no matter how broken you are, no matter situation you're sitting in tonight, Jesus wants you. And that's why we're here, to let you know he loves you. He's able to transform your life. It doesn't matter what you did, how you did it, when you did it. If you will confess your sins, he is faithful and just and true to forgive all of your unrighteousness. And yes, he will change and heal your wounds. And yes, a righteous life will become healthy. And yes, now you can now transfer the same power that someone else knows, that all I have to do is talk about him. That's dynamic, because following Jesus always involves sharing his love with someone else who is in need of it. I know the moment, and I say this weekly, the moment I met him, I thought it was all about me. The people around me were saying it was all about me. It was all about this and all about this, but it was all about someone else. That through my unique testimony, through my unique ministry or interpretation or revelation, would touch one person's life daily, that their life will never, ever be the same. I'm so encouraged to talk about Jesus. And this is a holiday week, and there's a lot of people traveling, and we expect the numbers to go down and all that and this and that. But I just want to take a little time tonight to talk about the independence of Jesus that is supposed to pour over into each and every one of us. And I was just talking to Minister Terry. I said, well, it's just me, you, and Evangelist Virginia. Then another popped up, and another popped up, and all of a sudden we have a full board, but we're not going to be full and until the boards are open. If you want to continue to talk about Jesus, we are going to talk about the independence of Jesus. I say independent like Jesus. Now, we learned so many lessons about freedom and about that freedom being able to cover all of our sins and all of our transgressions, and that freedom that sets to be not just free, but to be set free is to be, as the word of God says, free indeed. That is truly the independence. Oh, yeah, we're celebrating the independence of the United States, the 4th of July tomorrow. But every day that we celebrate and talk about Jesus should be exemplified through the independence. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to throw a lot of scriptures out there to unite. Reading out of the, as a matter of fact, hold on. I want to switch this around. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't go too far away from the King James. Well, I read out of the New King James Version, which takes a couple of words and really gives it some understanding for the new believer. My study, I study the King James, which is the thous and the all of those things. But as I share the word, that it's a couple of words in the New King James that will exemplify the understanding a little bit deeper than it will in other versions. So I use that definitely. But as we were talking, just as we were starting here about independence, it's like 1 Peter 2:16. It says, live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover up for evil, but living as servants of God. See, freedom is not about, probably the only one on here today that experienced that incarceration freedom. But when we think we're free from something that has bonded us down, when you really become a believer, you understand that life in itself has bondages. It has constraints to it that does not allow us to completely live in freedom. See, freedom is my walk. Freedom is my talk. Freedom is my life. Freedom is the way I'm independent, not of anything or independent of anything of myself, but independent that I give it to him. So I let myself, and we always say this, let yourself die so he can live. That is really the true independence of Christ. Not using our freedom as a cover up for evil to say, you know, some people use that scripture that we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, we all have, but we don't have to continue in that when you're in the independence of Jesus Christ. Galatians 5:1 will share that for freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. See, once free, you got to what? Stay free. And not waiting for someone to offer freedom, but to claim your freedom. If I know that I am free indeed because of Jesus Christ, I have to walk in my, and I'm going to use this word because you're going to pop some fireworks tomorrow about this word, but independence. That I'm independent of others. I'm independent of myself. I'm independent of the world. And I am now solely committed to the independence of Jesus Christ. I want to read that again. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16. It says, as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bond servants of God. But in the ESV, it says, living as people who are free, meaning I have a lifestyle. Not using my freedom as a cover up. Oh, yeah, I know I even abused this situation. Not because of my own merits. There was a lot of grace and favor over my life, but I'm talking about the taking advantage of the praying mother, the praying grandmother, the praying sister, the praying brother, the praying father, the praying church. And taking advantage of that freedom as a cover up because I feel no matter what I do, these other people are paying the cost from it. Doesn't work that way, family. My independence depends on me gaining my freedom and my freedom in Christ. And that's a freedom of when. Come on, somebody, shout right now. Not next week, not next year, but right now I need my freedom. And I need my freedom in God. And it's through the independence of Jesus Christ. And, you know, as we continue to talk about him every Monday, let's talk Jesus. It's all about every topic that we had. Live like Jesus. Walk like Jesus. Love like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Teach like Jesus. Love like Jesus. Study like Jesus. Pray like Jesus. All the things. It goes back to being independent in Jesus Christ. Not of myself. No longer of myself. I have to get out of the way. You remember in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, it says, not that I have already attained or am I already perfected, but I press on. Come on, we talking about being independent. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold for me. You know what? He set us free through his sacrifice that we could be independent of others and dependent on him. And knowing, not that I'm there, not that I'm going to get there, but I am going to press towards the independence of Christ. Another principle I always share is that if he prepared the place of independence, I should be prepared for it. Oh, no, kingdom come, will be done. What? On earth as it is in heaven, so I don't have to wait around. I can receive my independence right now. Oh, it ought to be some sparkles and some hot rockets and some M18s popping in your spirit right now because the independence of God, it showers the light that is brighter than any light. It showers the illumination. That would take over the darkness where darkness does not comprehend. It is the sparkle that will shower on you through the light of Jesus Christ. And I know, watch this. I'm not there, but I know it's there. I just have to work harder. That's that one word, but I press. See, I make it personal, but I press towards that mark of an independence in Christ. See, that independence is where we bow down. That independence is where we sup. That the independence is where, oh, wait a minute. That independence is where we worship with a God who is spirit. John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. That's your independence. To know that he's with you at all times. See, freedom is not represented on the outside, because a lot of times you're in a bondage situation because of the people that are in bondage around us. But when you're free in the spirit, because who the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. See, that independence is now a spiritual explosion. Not on man's behalf and not on man's attributes, because man will confuse you with independence. Because that means you have to be independent of others, but have to follow somebody else. Oh, no, God is in it. But no, listen to me first. Follow me first. Do me first. But remember 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, it is no division in the one church of independence. There is no confusion in the one church of independence. There is no animosity in the one church of independence. There is no hate, despising, backbiting, talking about in the church of independence. Oh, see, we're going somewhere today as we talk about him, because I'm becoming more free. What a message to share, to be free and to be free indeed, because he set me free. John 8. Go to John chapter 8. Read the whole chapter. But watch verse 31 through 35. This ain't nothing but Jesus. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him. Now, take out all of that and say, Jesus said to me because I believed in him. Not adding to it or taking away, just putting you in the position of now. Because then he says, if you put your name on it, if Edward abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, verse 32, and the truth shall make you free. Ooh, glory. But watch 33. Then answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son. Are you a son? Are you a daughter? It says, abides forever. See, your freedom is never taken away. Your independence does not or be erased. There's no more shackles. There's no more bondages. There's no more yokes. Because of the anointing, that independence, because of the anointing, the bondage, the yokes have been what? Removed and destroyed. But are you in the position to say it's off of me? And when they try to come back, which it will, oh, get off of me. Because I am independent. Oh, enjoy family tomorrow. But be independent in Christ every day, all day, constant. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. Consistently gone, wrap it back around. And let's be about our Father's business of independency. Oh, I need you. You need me. But until I become independent of me and dependent on him, as well as you, independent of yourself and dependent on him, that's when independence lives. See, some of us on this broadcast are already shaking our heads and high-fiving in the spirit, because we know what the spirit of independence is. What is it? Agreement. We always complete each other and be in agreement with one another, saying, hey, oh, yeah, yes, oh, I was already thinking about that. Something told me to do that. Why you didn't call me earlier? But we're in the spirit of agreement, which is now independent of ourselves and dependent on him. He says, not your will, but God's will be done. Even Jesus claimed it. And we know the turmoil, and we know the dependence of others. If he depended on others, he would have still been here on earth, and it would have been another outcome. Because he said, oh, if this anyway, this independence of others could pass me, cup. But before he could even finish, he says, not my will, but your independence be done. The truth, who is Jesus, and that's what we're talking about tonight, it will. Talk a little about him, talk to him and about him a little more, and watch freedom reign. Watch freedom come. Watch freedom announce itself, because you are now independent. And we can all, I guarantee you, and I'm on my study page, I'm not even looking at who's on either broadcast, but I know everyone under the sound of my voice can say, you know what, we always, even though we were shot calling and so-called the president or the manager, we were still dependent on people. And now, realizing that the more we depend on Jesus, we are independent of ourselves. And we rely completely on him. Oh, yeah, we talk about the birthrights. What? Confidence, courage, hope, belief, faith, and trusting God as the what? Source of our everything. When? Now. Claim your independence tonight. Talk about Jesus tonight. Dial one. Let me know you want to get in on this conversation. And as I said, we're not going to hold you long. We know we got family around. I hope we're on the speakerphone. And I hope we're being agreed with all across. And I want to tell you something. What's so dynamic. Even when you say, man, we usually have 100 people on Mondays. Get down to 50. Get down to 30. That's about our low. Then we say, hey. But then you look on Facebook and see a young kid listening to us on the internet. And then God said, you just don't know how many people are listening to the internet. Then we look at the numbers and we say, wow, the internet listeners are stronger than the caller listeners, because the enemy tried to take away our callers. We did a secondary line. Yes, we did. But even our main callers, we dropped probably about 20 callers that are now required to pay a penny a minute for any prayer line. But look at God. And that's what talking about Jesus is all about. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Are you independent in him? Pop some fireworks right now, girl.
Hallelujah. Good evening, beautiful family. Good evening, listeners. I tell you, Pastor, this is awesome. Independent in Christ. Ooh, Jesus. I have to just thank it. I have to just thank it. First thing I had to do was say yes to his word. Yes. Yes. And stop trying to do things my way. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Once we get family out, Jesus, I just thank him, though. And then that's what getting myself off the way has positioned me to receive from his word. I tell you, his word, the word of God, it's a guide for our life. And it's so encouraging. Anytime you have a bad time, go to the word of God. Anytime you need a question, go to the word of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And you said it, Pastor E. You have to believe and trust. Trust him. Trust him over your circumstances. Trust him over what the world may tell you you can't do. Ooh, hallelujah. And depend on him. Ooh, depend on him constantly. Because I tell you, Pastor E. And listeners, I call on them all the time. Call on Jesus. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, people are celebrating 4th of July. And like you said, we have to celebrate our independence in Christ. He has set us all free. What he did on the cross, he set us free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The first thing we must do, we must recognize and confess our sin. Confess and ask for forgiveness. And if there's any negativity in your life, around your life, surrounding your life, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Because the word of God, I tell you, Christ, thank him. I thank him all the time, constantly. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I can't help but thank him because I know. Ooh, thank you, Lord. I thank him for his word. I thank God for his word. I thank him for his son, Jesus. I tell you, Pastor Reed, this is awesome. Independence in Christ. Ooh, glory to God. God bless.
Well, we're trying to kick off some fireworks in the Holy Ghost. So I know we're a lot of people are going out tomorrow and meeting family, and it's definitely independence for the United States. But you know, us as believers, we have to stay independent daily. And we have to know where our independence comes from. It comes from Christ.
Constantly. Yes.
I can't
constantly.
Do it on my own anymore. I have to be independent of myself, independent on him. Let's celebrate Jesus.
Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise him. God
bless
you, family. Love you.
Amen. Wanda Gibson, you're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Can we talk about independence like Jesus? Area code 323, last 42161. Maybe, I think it's Carolyn. I'm sorry. Minister Carolyn.
Yes, it is.
Welcome to Let's Talk. You guys got the same last four. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus, my sister. Let's talk about independence like Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh my God. I'm loving Jesus. I'm loving the walk. But I don't think the devil is too happy about my independence with the Lord. I have become more dependent and trusting in him. I know that I don't deserve all of his mercy and his grace. I know that I have backslid on my talking and getting out of character sometime. I think that I need to, what I'm doing is giving myself my own personal shut-in. So why people are having barbecues this weekend and enjoying family and friends, and I'm closing all my doors and I'm having a shut-in where I could get closer to the Lord. I recently got a car and it's becoming more pressure with the money and the finances and the finance companies and the this. So I gave that to God and I got so caught up in the car that I left my organization unattended because I'm supposed to be giving away 300 backpacks in less than 3 weeks. And my focus and the finances went on the car, and I neglected the job that God given me. So I think I made a rash decision and told my sister to take the car back. She's like, no. But so I'm shutting in with God this weekend because I know that I need to be dependent on him and trusting in him because so many times I thought there wasn't going to be a way. I think I went through this with the Mother's Day event. And as long as I stayed on this prayer line, I stayed prayed up. So I know I have a wonderful friend in Jesus. I know that he has my best interest at heart where other people don't. And I know that I need to step aside and hear his voice and not the voice of others and not to get stagnated by what's going on in the world per se, my now soon-to-be ex-husband and the riffraff that he's calling. And somebody said, don't accept calls. Don't feel sorry for him. Or, you know, just stay focused on Jesus and everything else will work. And I don't know why I'm so hard-headed. Why I just don't do that. So this Independence Week is That's what I'm gonna do. That and
get independent
right
get
now, boy. On it, because I'm just so stupid sometimes. Just focus on Jesus, and everything else will fall in place. You know, because if
some of us sit here saying, you know, hey, we've been there and done that, but you know what? We sound just alike. I was just like you. You were just like me. Hard headed, thought I could do it on my own. Even when he get me to that plateau, still try to take over and then crumble everything. Freedom is we're saying, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
I want you to study chapter 8 of John tonight, the whole chapter, not just 31 through 35. I want you to study that whole chapter. There's some revelation in that study for you tonight in your shut in. You might even get a break a little earlier when you study chapter 8. Because God is going.
You said that I got to write this. You said John chapter 8.
Yes.
John. Is that First John or?
No, that's not First or Second John. That's the book of John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's in the Gospels.
Okay.
Chapter 8.
The whole thing. Do
the whole thing. Read it once, like a little, you know, and then the second time, I just want you to sit there and say, Lord, reveal to me the road to freedom. And read it the second time and watch. And he's going to give you a little revelation. And then pray again, because the enemy going to come against you, tell you sleepy and all that stuff. Go to the next level.
But
I'm pressing to the next level because I need a word. And you don't need it from a man. You need your own interpretation. Especially when you already committed to a independence celebration. That's just what I wanted to share with you in the spirit. Chapter 8, read that whole thing and watch. You're going to get the answers to everything you need, but it's up to you to stick to it.
Yes, sir.
We always say, cast all your cares on the Lord. And we do it. But as soon as they start getting better, we want to take them back, thinking we can now manage them.
Right.
And then it gets 10 times worse. Give it to him and let it go.
Okay.
You have to release.
I receive it. Thank you.
I told you
so
before,
much.
No, and cutting people off for a season is what I had to do to get right with God and understand him clearly. Because even without people, and I wanted to share this too before I go to the next caller. If anybody wants to get in, dial one. It's not the voices of others. It's the voices in my head that I fight. That's the stuff I really battle against. Those voices saying, oh, don't give up. Those voices saying, oh, listen to somebody else. Pick up that phone call. Those voices that are in our heads are where our battle is at, because there's a conscious mind where God dwells, and there's an unconscious that says, oh, it feels better. Go, do it. Go for it. No, we have to stand and press to stay conscious in him, that no flesh, no five senses or anything else can interfere, and no contamination will separate you from the love of God. Watch this thing manifest in your life tonight. I'm praying as I'm speaking over your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
And if you need a word, need a prayer in the shut-in time, you got my number. Hit me up.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much, Pastor.
I'm with you. And I want to see you on the 23rd at the Gospel Hip-Hop Explosion at a Sylvia Nunn's. Unless it gets a little bigger, we'll be at Luther's Park, but that's not far either. And you got a car. Don't get that car up. God going to make a way. You just have to learn how to manage. Talk to me offline. I want to go into some things that he's putting on my spirit.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Amen. Come on, somebody else, come on. Let's talk Jesus. We going there. I know Evangelist Virginia's ready, but I want to give some other people an opportunity, because you know we can get Holy Ghost filled here. We in now. Pastor Dwayne, I know you might have caught a little bit of it. I see you just popped in. Can you talk about some independence in Jesus this evening as we talk about Jesus?
Independence in Jesus.
Independent like Jesus. You know what he says? He said, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Free indeed.
But that means I died so he can live.
Yes, sir. And
I didn't mean to throw you under the bus, bro. I just seen you on the line. I just really wanted to say hi. Look, I just really wanted to say hi.
But that's independence. Is that's all you need. Is, you know, one song said, "All like if I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else." Why? Because
as long as
you
I got King Jesus,
you don't need nobody else. He's everything that you need. So all you
gotta
do is keep your mind on him, and everything will go right. So that's basically I can, you know, tap on that.
How's the family doing in Wisconsin?
Oh, we good. We just I just came downstairs. I said, well, let me jump on because now I was talking to my wife. Things going all right with her. She feel a little better. You know, things
Amen.
Are going all right with the family. So I say, let me see if I can jump on this real quick and catch with the topic, what you guys talking about. But we cool here in Wisconsin. You know, God's still doing his thing. We're getting out the way and let him do what he need to do. And so by him doing what he has to do, we can follow along with him.
That's independence?
That's
Come on now.
That's it.
Amen. Well, hey, bro, just like I say, it's a blessing to just to get a shout out from you. Wanted to give you an opportunity to, you know, give a point in this discussion. Bless you guys, man. I love you.
Love you too, my brother. Love you guys too.
Oh, that's always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm gonna bring in Evangelist Virginia Valentine at this point. Now, can we talk Jesus, woman of God, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the mighty woman of God, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, independence like Jesus.
Yes, man of God, we can talk.
Hey.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Independent like Jesus. Independent like Jesus. You know what? I am independent like Jesus. I depend on Jesus every day of my life. I depend on him.
Constantly.
The reason I depend on him, because he's the source of my everything. He's the source of my entire life. And I depend on him with my whole heart. I depend on Jesus with my whole heart. And as I was reading, when I heard you say turn to 1 Peter 2:16.
Yes.
You know what, man of God? We are to live as free people, free Christians. We are to live as free Christians. But we are to live at all times as servants of God. We are to live as free people, because we are free. The Bible says, whom the Son set free is
yes.
free indeed. And I'm free. I'm free.
Oh, I'm free.
I'm free. I am free. I know I am free.
Hallelujah.
Said, whom the Son set free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. We all are free. And we are Christians. We are free. We are free. I was reading that. And we are to live as free. Free people. Free Christians. But we are to live at all times as servant of God. I'm a servant of God. And I'm independent. Because I live like Christ. I act like him. I walk like him. I talk like him. Hallelujah. Yeah, so awesome to know that we are free.
Yes.
It is so awesome to know
Gotta claim your freedom.
That we are free. I do. I claim my freedom every chance I get.
Speak freedom into my life.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus, speak freedom. I speak freedom right now into somebody's life. I speak freedom into my life. You know what? I know I'm free. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know I'm free. I'm so free sometimes. I don't know where. Oh, I can't even say it. God, thank you, Father. Yes, I'm free.
When you say you don't know what direction you're coming or going?
I don't know.
Because of the freedom, the independence of Christ?
Yes. and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field.
Oh, Jesus.
I am the head and I'm not the tail. I am above and I'm not beneath. Because I'm free. I'm so free. God freed me. God freed me.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Mm. When I was messed up on the floor, Pastor, man of God, God freed me. Nobody else did it, but God did it. God freed
God
me.
God did it. Yes.
God did it. He did it all by himself. He freed me. Yes, I'm free.
Huh.
I'm glad that I'm free. And I can depend on Jesus. He said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the direct of your heart. But don't lean to your own understanding, but lean on God. I don't lean on my own self. I can't. I have to lean and depend on God. I
can't
lean
go
and
no other way.
On him. I'm free.
Can't go no
I
other
am
way.
Free. There's no other way but to depend on Jesus. Independent.
Yep, can't
talking
go
about
no
tomorrow
other way.
Is independent day. You're talking about tomorrow is independent day. Oh, yes. They're going to be barbecuing. They're going to be getting down. They're going to be whatever. But you know what? I've got God. I have God in my life. I have Jesus in my life. I'm free.
Oh, I'm free.
It's all right, boy. I'm free. Eat your barbecue, but
I'm proud of my freedom.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Free. So free. So free. I'm free.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. As a matter of fact, I'm excited to be connected with you in freedom. I'm in the covenant of freedom. That's why like-minded believers is we're connecting and elevating to freedom, not freedom of each other and freedom of or bondage of each other, but freedom in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Coming together, saying, you know what, I can confess to my brother, to my sister.
Yes.
As well as be confessed to that we can now trust and believe in one another to encourage. And there's
Hallelujah.
Nothing. There's nothing that can separate
nothing.
You from the love of God but yourself. Let me help you stay in yourself that God can be all
yes.
to you as he is to me. That's
yes.
my only testimony. He'll
Hallelujah.
Do it for you.
That's so good.
Just like he's doing it for us. And you hear this excitement that we're talking about and I'm all over the
yes.
place. I had to take my headsets off the network
yes.
and do some spins in my chair because of my freedom, but he has the same
yes,
opportunity for anyone under the sound of our voices. It's not something
yes.
that we're
yes.
bragging on or hoarding onto. We're really trying to make it so genuine that you say, can I have that too? Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
All you got to do is ask him.
Yes.
Listen to him. Answer his call because he's been calling
yes.
you a long time.
Yes.
But those aggressive and those rush and those physical voices have been pulling you away. Just listen to his voice. Mm.
Yes.
And find the independence in Christ. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
We'll be hearing from you Friday. 52 weeks of love. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else who want to get in this conversation, dial 1. If you're on our secondary line, the 2216, you would have to messenger me or text me and let me know that you want to get in on this conversation. I can't see you on our main radio board, but on our secondary line who's patched in, if you had a comment tonight, messenger me on Facebook or send me a text message. 562-391-6132, and we will give you an opportunity to share also. But this is what we do on Monday nights. We talk about Jesus, and we let it be known that with him, we can do all things. But without him, I'm nothing. And trying to do anything, I can't do it. Good evening, Wanda. Let's talk Jesus. Independence in him.
Hi. Okay. Good afternoon, Pastor E.
Well, good evening, my sister.
Oh, yes, I'm all right, but I'm just, I really am kidding, but the only thing I just wanted to say is that God is just, he's just so good, and Me, myself, I've just been going, I've been going through some things, but then I had to sit down and just, you know, kind of shake myself because I know how far that God brought me from, okay? It sit there and it's like you know how you have these little dreams that keep coming back? I'm coming from just past
from
things.
1979. You talking about the 1979 dreams?
Yeah, yeah. So I said, no, Lord, it can't, you know. So, hey, I said, no, devil, you got to get back. So,
come on.
Hey, I'm, you know, I'm fighting him on all hard. So then I guess he want to try to step in and he want to touch my grandson. He know that I've learned that, see, the devil know your weakness, you know. That spirit, I won't say the devil because that spirit, he knows
yes.
your weakness. He knows that's what you're doing there. So, you know, everything just, I'm just pushing forward. And I'm trying to try. I couldn't read. I can't concentrate on nothing right now. So then, hey, everything go cool down. The 79 dream left and bam, here come a phone call. Tell me that my grandson has went to jail. And then there go that 79 dream again because I have a son. My grandson is 16. He'll be 17 in October. I have a son that went to prison at that same time, and he's 41 now, and he hasn't got. So then here come that little wagon. Oh, yeah, now, you know, so and so. But then I just want to say the devil is a lie. It's
yes,
not
is.
The same thing. He's a lie. It's not the same thing. Hey, he does not have my grandson, and it's not the situation. It's not the same thing, 79. It's today. And see, I didn't know Jesus like I know him today. I didn't know
Come
how
on,
to fight
personally.
Him. Like I didn't, hey, you know, I got a personal relation to him. I've learned I don't have to call nobody or anybody to say, please pray for my grandson. See, I got the same authority. God gave it to me. You know,
oh,
all the time,
now.
You know, ain't no, I've, you know, sometimes I want to get in that pity pot and that's just where I was. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But I'm steady walking around and steady drowning. Hey, you know what? He pulled me up out of that old rugged ditch. And he's a lie. And I just, that's the only thing I just want to give. I just had to give him all the glory to see me because
Hallelujah.
It ain't happened. It is not real. He will not have my grandson. And it is not the same as it was then. He can't compare that then. Because one thing about then, I grew up in the church, but I didn't know him like I knew him 20-something years ago.
Yes.
I knew of him, but hey, you know what? Me and him, hey, that's my main man. Me and him got a special. We got a personal relationship. So then, you know, I'm just going to fight it on all corners, all which way. More, even I be going down the street. Sometime I be on the train in the morning. And I say to myself, I say, Lord, them people probably think this woman crazy. Because, you know, it'd be like, I don't be, they might think I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to them, the one and only.
Jesus.
And I just
yes.
wanted to share that today. And,
Amen.
You know, that just got it. And I just thank him.
He didn't
you know,
lose some things, you know, just from your own personal testimony and releasing it, he didn't already lose some things out of your situation that you're not even aware of to now make everything else clearer, too. So we're praying with you, my sister, and we're standing in agreement with you. As a matter of fact, what's your grandson's first name?
His name is Cedric.
We're going to just throw Cedric into the portion room. Now, for those that are first-time listeners or new listeners by archive later on, the portion room is a place that we have dedicated to the Lord. But we give freely. So I give anything I have to give, any blessings, anything that God is in store for me that I could just give freely right now, not even knowing it was coming. I give it now. Healing, deliverance, prosperity, new ideas, new visions. And I ask my covenant partners to also do that. Let's deposit into the portion room as Cedric is deposited in. We don't do this intentionally very often, but when there's a name, we want to throw the name in the portion room because God is still going to show his favor as he sees fit, because it's his will, not ours. But we want to intentionally put your grandson into the portion room, and all of the favor, all of the grace, all of the love, all of the protection that God has given to all of us that we've given will be freely deposited into his life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He won't be the same. He'll come out, change, rearrange, and transform by the renewing of his spirit, that his mind can be different. And he won't be in the wrong place. He won't be in the wrong car. He won't be hanging with the wrong folks, but he'll be doing him and getting himself together in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Love you.
All right. Love you. Thank you, family. All right.
Hope to see you Sunday. Wanda? Did you hear me, Wanda? All right.
Hello.
Okay. No, I'm gonna let her go. I think she's in transit right now. I know you can hear me, Wanda. I'll see you Sunday at the Gospel Explosion on Rosecrans Boulevard in Compton, California. It is going down. But yes, that's what talking about Jesus is about. That we can start to share, open up with some things, and say, "Oh man, I didn't know you needed prayer there. I didn't know you were standing there. I didn't know you needed intercessory." Warriors to stand in that gap. So talking about Jesus is always productive. Yes, it produces. And don't stop. Just because this is a one-hour broadcast, don't stop. I love talking about him constantly because it brings joy. It brings peace, and it brings understanding. And on top of that, now wisdom comes, and I can make right decisions in Christ. Family, you know you are loved, you are honored, you are appreciated in Jesus' name. But most importantly, you are beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody tell you differently. I know people talking to you saying you this, and they called you that, and they said this about you. Guess what? God said he loves you. God says he made you in his own image. God says you were beautifully made. God says he knew you before the foundation of the earth. God says he called you according to a purpose. Don't worry about what somebody else says, because what they're talking is something they're trying to disguise from themselves. You need to start talking to yourself, talking to Jesus by yourself, and getting a personal relationship with him, that your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Love you guys. God bless. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.